excited about Max Kaiser coming up, but I don't want to say bye to Alan Watt, and I want to take your calls, and I want to talk about all this. Me and Alan were just talking about during the break about how I'd like to meet him sometime, but I'm not allowed to go to Canada. There's no law or rule. I just get arrested if I try to go. And then the UK papers are announcing only absolute, the term they use is, what's the term? Travel that is essential will be allowed under the new greenhouse gas caps. And it's all happening.
The Minister of Environment came out and said that eventually even all tourism will be gone. Authorized travel for big business purposes, international corporations, government only.
But the environmentalists to check things, they'll be allowed to go to certain facilities and things. I mean, what sickening, degenerate control freaks. Let's talk to Lily in North Carolina. Lily, you're on the air with Alan Watt.
Hi, Alex. I just want to say I listen to your show every day for the latest thing. Anyway, I just wanted to say that it's hard to wake people up until you tell them, you know, they don't want to believe the government is so evil. But anyway, all the governments of the world.
That's because they haven't studied history.
Well, they need to read the general chronology of events put out by Leading Edge Research Group. It's fantastic. He goes back and tells you all about the eugenics plans, sterilization in the sanitariums, and it even tells you about what they're going to teach in schools and divide the one-room classroom. It's fantastic. If they could read this, they would understand just how much evil is out there around them.
No, I hear you.
Not just in the government. Not just in the government, around them.
Well, no, they have NGOs, the corporations. It's all one thing. And they have non-governmental organizations carrying it out. Thank you, Lily. Yeah, Alan, comment on that. I mean, these NGOs in the U.S. and England and Canada, they all manage local homeland security. It's private groups like City Year that answer to the president, but they're under a private corporation with David Gergen in red and black uniforms.
Yes, and once again, they said at the top a long time ago, and Margaret Thatcher did admit this on national television in Britain, she belongs to a parallel government. They run along with the foundations. The big foundations are the parallel government masters. They're also the top bankers like the Rockefellers. And they finance the NGOs that appear to speak on behalf of the general public. That's the trick of it. It's a very clever 180-degree manipulation of democracy. They don't speak for the public. They take their orders from the foundations. And that is copied after the Soviet system. Soviet men ruled by councils. The Politburo picked the leaders of the NGOs for the Soviet Union. They would demand certain laws.
And more than that, it creates an illusion of local business and government and industry when really it's all their chosen facade for society. And then they'll come in and burn you out now. A lot of these NGO groups, literally, this is in the news, they're just taking over everything. This is their boots on the ground, and they know how to make it, quote, free market. Like, take the surveillance industry. The surveillance industry, they all, you know, the corporate government with a revolving door gives themselves the contracts for the police state.
Yes, that's exactly how it works. It's incredible organization. To see that the capstone is a very good emblem because everything beneath it is the pyramid. As long as the capstone's in charge of all sides, if you down a pyramid at all sides, all four sides, you are in charge of the entire direction of the planet. And they certainly have had this for a long time. These are the same guys who gave the Soviet system the experiment, they called it. These are the guys who set up the foundations like Ford and said the purpose of Ford was to blend the Soviet system with the culture of America so carefully and slowly that they wouldn't even know it had been done until it was merged together.
That's absolutely.
Under the Rees Commission. This is all admitted, documented history, and they've almost reached that goal, but they still need the cooperation and the fear, it's done through fear, of the general public to go along with every step of it. They're using panic right now, panic after panic, and inoculations are next part of the panic.
Oh, I meant to get into that. I'll tell you what, Alan, if you can, do two more minutes on the other side, because I want to get your take on the whole swine flu pandemic.
Yeah.
Fear. And then, of course, as we predicted, it came out, it is genetically manufactured. It is the government. And they as much as admit they're using it as a beta test for when they really release a controlled plague. And then Max Kaiser's coming up. Stay with us. This is Alex Jones for American Tax Settlement. We have received news that the IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements on back taxes, and millions of consumers may be eligible for this reduction to save thousands of dollars. If any of you out there owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, we have created an open phone line with American Tax Settlement. For all Alex Jones listeners to see if you qualify for a settlement with the IRS to save thousands, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. Millions of taxpayers now may be eligible for this settlement to save thousands of dollars. Don't risk the IRS coming after you and garnishing your wages or seizing your property. American Tax Settlement specializes in negotiating with the IRS on your behalf, keeping the IRS off your back and saving consumers millions of dollars. If you owe $10,000 or more in taxes to the IRS, the number to call is 1-800-506-5904. That's 1-800-506-5904. Call today. In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, Max Keiser joining us in a few minutes for the rest of the hour on the economy. We'll have open phones in as well. Alan Watt, in closing, you were mentioning the swine flu being a staged fear-mongering event. It has now come out, as we predicted, that it was manufactured. We knew that because it had no connection to any known natural strain. They're obsessed with setting precedents to force things into our body. We know worldwide they've been caught sterilizing and killing people with vaccines hundreds of times on record with different vaccines. So why would we trust them now to do it? With all the atomic soldiers and all the sterilized kids and all the tetanus shots with sterilization compounds? Go ahead.
Yes, and remember, too, these vaccines, et cetera, can lay a trigger in your body that might not activate for a few years, and down you go with crippling diseases or death. That's how fine an art biowarfare is. This is biowarfare. And you're right enough, the top man at one of the Centers of Disease Control admitted, he said, this virus was created in a lab. However, even though the symptoms really are very mild compared to the regular flu, it's almost like having a head cold for a day or two, the panic factor is working because people are flooding all emergency clinics each time the baby has a sniffle or someone gets an allergy or hay fever. They're overloading the hospitals to give this impression of terror and fear, and we cry to the masters to help us. We go back to the abuser to help us and to save us. That's the standard technique in the sadistic system.
Yeah, it trains everybody to be hypochondriacs, to go to the government to take your shots, and magically they're going to have the new shot for you ready in the fall and winter when the World Health Organization, the eugenics organization, says it's going to come kill all of us. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Even though they admit that a virus keeps taking DNA from every victim, so every time it passes on to the next victim, it's an altered virus, so technically you cannot have an antidote to it.
Yeah, they admit they never have a flu vaccine that works.
That's right.
But the public doesn't know that. I mean, it's just, really, the globalists are just generational con artists and psychopaths that all intermarry and figure out new ways to screw the gullible, sweet public. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just gets more and more insane. Well, Alan Watt, we've already set you back up for July 1st for 2 hours at high noon central, 1 p.m. Eastern. I look forward to talking to you then, Alan, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. People should get your books and videos there at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. We really appreciate you spending time with us.
Thanks for having me on, Alex.
It's always great having you. What a great guy. And now, for the next 50 minutes, we are joined from Paris by the syndicated radio host, BBC TV show presenter on the economy, Huffington Post writer. MaxKaiser.com is the website. That is his namesake for Max Kaiser, the guest. And he is a filmmaker, broadcaster, a former broker, and positions trader. And he is the inventor of a popular virtual specialist technology software used in many high-tech stock market systems today, like the Hollywood Stock Exchange. And joining us to give us his perspective on the economy and where this insanity, this looting is going, is Max Kaiser from Paris. Welcome, Max.
Hey, Alex. How's it going? Thanks for coming on my show this past week. It's on the web. It's on the net now if people want to check it out.
You bet. MaxKaiser.com. Max, so much is going on. I'm going to try to sit back until the next break, and I've got more questions. And just I'm not going to ask questions. What is most important? What is coming out of Max Kaiser's brain first?
I think you just have to read the financial news and you get a good idea of, what we can expect, what's going on. Just to go back, if you remember back in the 1999 period, that was when they repealed the Glass-Steagall Act, which was in place since the Depression, to keep banks and brokers from getting each other's business. And that was one of the firewalls that kept the economy from becoming overly speculative and keeping the Ponzi schemes that were alive in the 20s to prevent them from coming back on stream. Well, that was repealed in 1999 with Greenspan, of course. Then in April of 2004, Greenspan and the SEC, they allowed the banks to change their what's called the capital ratios, the amount of assets that they keep on the books versus loans. It was for every dollar in assets, they could make roughly $12 in loans. They changed that so that for every dollar in assets, they could make $30 in loans. So it allowed the banks to keep a lot less capital on hand. It allowed them to do what we call structured finance. It allowed them to get involved in the global Ponzi scheme that eventually in 2006 in 2007 blew up, which caused the current crisis that we're still dealing with. So that brings us all the way up to the present. And in the present, just to give you an idea of, how the rules and how the accounting rules, it's basically the crisis. If you look at it in terms of just how the accounting rules are misused, you get a sense that pretty much that's where the source of all of the fraud takes place. So here you have just on April 2nd, accounting rules for banks came back into effect, which allows them to avoid having to value on their books the true value of these busted securities and busted bonds, the so-called mark-to-market standard. So in other words, if you had a bond on your bank's book and it had dropped by 80 or 90 or 95% in value, you don't have to declare that, in fact, has dropped that much in value. What you do is you determine that according to a computer model, the value of that security might be worth something in the future. and maybe under certain conditions, the so-called mark-to-model method. And since they allow that to be imposed, to be enforced, you've got situations, for example, where Citigroup, they just came out and they said thanks to these changes, Citigroup was able to book $1 billion in gains for the quarter when, in fact, they're sitting on billions of dollars of losses. And it goes right down the line. Wells Fargo, of course, a similar situation. That's Warren Buffett's one of his big holdings. And so what this is all leading up to, Alex, is another leg of the banking meltdown. So we only had really the first leg, which started in the summer of 2007. That lasted about up until recently. And during that period of time, the banks, of course, are totally connected through Goldman Sachs and Tim Geithner and all the Goldman Sachs alumni and the Robert Rubens and all these guys, the revolving door between the federal government and Goldman Sachs. They were able to get the government to give them tens of billions, hundreds of billions, trillions of dollars, fresh IOUs, fresh commitments from the U.S. taxpayer to make whole all of the bad bets that they had made that had gone bust. And now that they
globally
ensconced behind the, with that bailout money, and now that they have manipulated the market over the past couple of months and booked incredible gains through accounting tricks, through manipulating the bank stocks, the bank stocks, when Hank Paulson and Geithner were threatening to implode the system unless they got that bailout money.
That yeah, bailout back in early October.
Directly into the pocket of insiders and executives. It never really has filtered out into the general economy at all. So this is the first leg the bankers have been taken care of. Now we're getting ready for the second leg. So the second major leg of the belt of the banking meltdown is now getting ready to start over the next, short term. So this is, and we're already seeing it in countries around the world, like in Latvia, for example, which is a client of many of these banks on Wall Street. They are undergoing a major currency crisis as we speak. They are infecting, it's a huge contagion. They're infecting the Swedish banks. Once the Swedish banks now have renationalized their banking system, a part of their banking system, they've completely nationalized their system back in 1993. That will send the contagion to Western European banks. And, of course, then the contagion will come right back to American banks once again. And I predict that by the end of the year, all these banks will go back to Congress and demand another 10, 12, 15 trillion in additional bailout money. And then this will be really when the total impact of the entire crisis fully hits, because at that point it'll become quite obvious that the currency, the paper currency that has fueled this fraud for decades, is truly worthless. And that's when you see this inflation that I've been talking about and other guests on your show have been talking about.
Max, that was my next question, and let's get into that now. $14.8 trillion, according to Bloomberg, in the first 7 months, and we haven't gotten any new numbers in the last month, $10 trillion in the rest of the world, of taxpayer money that we have to pay interest on to give to bankers offshore. Now we're paying in bailout money to move GM to China and to Brazil and Russia. The public doesn't even understand that, along with the pensions going bye-bye, basically. Obama saying he's going to balance the budget and all this delusional claptrap. And what is this going to do to the currency? You got Geithner getting laughed at. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, well, we talked about the currency situation a couple of days ago. And the U.S. dollar, of course, is the world reserve currency. And it has an interesting role in this global meltdown, because every time you find that there is a huge, let's say, crisis overseas, there's a knee-jerk reaction where people will buy back into the U.S. dollar temporarily as a safe haven. And then once the smoke clears and they realize that the U.S. is really the biggest basket case of all, the money flows out. Now, over the past 20 years, certainly under Bush, one of the ways that the dollar was defended
Hold on. Tell us how the dollar was defended in a moment, Max. Got to go to break. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned about the current strain of influenza spreading across the U.S.? At the rate this new virus is spreading, it's not a matter of if, but when it will affect each and every American. This virus is comprised of extracted DNA from the Spanish flu and has combined itself with the bird and swine flu, making it very contagious and deadly. The Center for Disease Control has made it clear that there are no vaccinations available to treat this new threat. What can you do to help protect your family? You need to visit WholeCure.com. WholeCure.com has flu survival packages starting at $24.95. These flu survival packages include everything necessary to help fight the flu and last up to 2 years of continuous use. The supplement functions as an immune system booster and is meant to rapidly improve your health to the point of overcoming the flu. Call 1-866-644-1933. That's 1-866-644-1933. Or visit WholeCure.com. That's WHOLECure.com. WholeCure.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online by visiting us at directive21.com. That's directive, the number 21.com now.
Get back at what you were covering there. The economic expert, Max Kaiser. But hold on. Yeah. But before you get back into it, I want to be sure and kind of shift gears in the next segment for listeners to know that I want to talk about the on-the-ground effects of this, what it's going to start looking like on Main Street. It's already bleak out there as this deteriorates, and what you politically see in your crystal ball in the future coming out of this, not just in the U.S., but globally. You're in Europe. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, getting back to what we were saying before the break and what this is going to mean, to the day-to-day reality. during the Bush years, the way that the U.S. was supporting the dollar was they would just, invade countries, certainly under when Saddam Hussein started trading his oil in euros. That was one of the reasons that, shortly thereafter you saw shock and awe and Bush invading Iraq. In Iran, they also were talking about trading their oil in euros. And, of course, the belligerence toward Iran heated up. And it was interesting that comments were made in the speech this week by Obama. He mentioned that the 1953 coup in Iran was in part facilitated by America's CIA, which is something that another one of your guests, John Perkins, the economic hitman, has been talking about in details in his book. So it's interesting that these things are coming to light, and it's not on the Alex Jones show, but it's coming from a major addresses from the President of the United States. So the things that you've been talking about that have really been in the shadows are now starting to come to light. Now, going forward, since so much is coming to light because of the work of people like yourself, these banks are going to have to rely more on financial engineering and financial fraud, financial skullduggery, and accounting fraud. Just to get back to the article I was quoting a moment ago about Citigroup, they reported that they got $346 billion of capital from the government. They went on, which accounted for 25% of their quarterly net income, thanks to a rule change in their accounting. And then another $2.7 billion before taxes came from an accounting rule that lets the company record income when the value of its own debt fails. So the company is trading with itself and calling
They're buying their own debt and calling it a profit, like
yeah.
Treasury and Federal Reserve selling each other debt. This is the snake eating its tail situation. So they're in flames calling it record profit in delusion with idiots buying the stock in the stock market just as delusional.
It's like an arsonist getting paid in charcoal.
Funny.
So these guys are trading with themselves. So they're ramping up the accounting fraud because the era of the Bush era, Bush was very simple. He's a very simple program. To defend the dollar, we're going to go invade a country and kill a lot of people. But that era is over. Now we're entering an era of more of this accounting fraud and financial engineering. So what that means to the people on the street, people in their day-to-day lives, is that you're going to see more volatility. You're going to see the prices of things on various markets around the world
up and
are
down.
Going to become more volatile. So the
boing,
stock
boing,
market,
boing, boing.
I'm sorry?
Pogo sticking.
Yeah, more of this pogo stick action. So the stock market, bond market, precious metal markets, commodity markets, you're going to see a lot more what you would call beta, a lot more volatility, a lot more action, a lot more ups and downs, and more of a roller coaster ride, which, of course, is great if you're on the inside, like a Goldman Sachs banker, or someone who's on the inside of Wall Street who knows how to, has experience, and they can profit from this volatility. But for most people, it's scary, and they're on this roller coaster of volatility with prices of the markets are going up and down in hugely exaggerated ways.
And that's going to kill Main Street, is it not? That's going to kill Main Street further.
Well, yeah, it'll keep people, it will force people in the lowest possible return investments because they are perceived as safe. But, of course, those investments are merely the feeder funds for the big profitable trades that are done on Wall Street. So
they're going to buy government bonds.
Quarantined, if you will, their investments are going to be in these, making 0.5%. Meanwhile, inflation will be raging. But they'll be so frightened to put any capital to work in something that might benefit it from inflation, like precious metals or commodities, because the volatility will be so outrageous. So they're going to be cowering in the corner with their 0.5% or 1% CD. And meanwhile, the professionals on Wall Street are going to be racking up 20, 30, 40% annual gains by gaming the system and taking advantage of this incredible volatility.
Because that's where the money is when things are going up and down, because they're engineering it. They know how to place the bets because the dice are totally loaded. Long segment coming up with Max Keiser and your calls. Max, tell us more about what you see in the future politically when we get back.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
The world is on the brink of total meltdown.
Unless you expect the government to bail you out,
you must be able to grow your own healthy food.
Newsflash.
SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Good old Max Kaiser. MaxKaiser.com is our guest. We're going back to him in just a moment. I have some big breaking news. And it's not just that H.R. 1207 to audit the private criminal Federal Reserve. That is the shadow government. That is the problem. I mean, if they get 22 more sponsors, they can pass it. I mean, this is a done deal if we just believe and get behind it. And so there's some breaking news. The Federal Reserve is striking back. We'll break this news that just came out in the last few minutes. I want to get Kurt Nimmo or Steve Watson or both to do a Friday report on this, because this is, the good news is we blew up the Death Star. We're very close to it. The bad news is the Empire is striking back. So we'll get Max Kaiser's take on this breaking news in one moment. I do want to tell you about some of our sponsors that have made today's show possible. One of them is eFoodsDirect.com. This is the place to get storable foods. And in this crazy, depression-ridden, insane world, I believe in storable foods. I bought a lot of storable foods over the years as a hedge against stage terror, World War III, and depression. And I didn't like a lot of it. I got it. MSG or fillers. Not this stuff. Super high quality, non-GMO, non-hybrid, eFoodsDirect.com. They've got 3-day supplies, month supplies, year supplies, 5-year supplies. It lasts more than 10 years in climate control, 10 years in your garage, your attic. That's where I got mine. 1-800-409-5633. 1-800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com. Don't procrastinate. Don't suck your thumb. Don't wait. Get prepared today. And on the same line of getting prepared, ladies and gentlemen, ecolablue.com is the premier atmospheric water generator. Grabs the moisture right out of the air, 7.5 gallons a day with their smaller unit, very affordable, then passes it through 7 filters, including carbon and reverse osmosis, neutral pH, no pollutants or toxins, absolutely the best water you've ever had. Literally, drink it. 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043, or ecolablue.com. How do you spell that? ecolablue.com. ecolablue.com, or banners up on Infowars.com and prisonplanet.com. Okay, here is the breaking news, and we'll get Max Kaiser's take on this. This just came out in the last 30 minutes. Earlier today it came out there's 190 co-sponsors to audit the private Fed. People go, abolish it first! Ron Paul's a traitor! Ron Paul has a bill to abolish the private Federal Reserve. But he figured out a few years ago the best way to do it is to demand an audit, which everybody wants to know. The public, Congress always asks Bernanke, where's the money? He laughs at him and says, I'm above the law. Greenspan goes on Lair NewsHour and says it. It's in the Obama deception, you know, saying they're above the law. So this is something that has a chance to pass. See, if we can get the door open off the castle, we can go in and throw the bums out. But we got to blow the door off the hinges first. That's what this is. Okay, so this is reality. We're moving forward. We're having a shot at this at winning. But what does the Federal Reserve do? Well, I want to tell you, the Fed has sent out tens of thousands of bureaucrats. They are paying school teachers and professors from every major university I know of. Right here in Texas, I see it in the news. They pay the universities grants and pay thousands of dollars a year to bring the professors in to pay them to go out and teach the Federal Reserve's good, the bailout's good, the banker takeover is good, because they're engaged in a coup through Northcom, but not just of the U.S., of the world. They admit it's a new bank of the world run by them. We pay carbon taxes, too. So Fed intends to hire lobbyists and campaign to buttress its image. Not only do they have these armies of lobbyists they're paying on the grassroots, they now are saying in Bloomberg, oh, they're going to lobby to fix their image in Congress. Bull. You read deeper, it's to lobby against being audited in H.R. 1207. They've never been audited. They have a fake audit where they audit the chairs and pencils, but not where the money goes. And Obama promised every dime of the bailout and every dime of the stimulus would be accounted for. Now it's a state secret. So the people that ran Bush run Obama. Max Kaiser, Federal Reserve intends to hire a veteran lobbyist and seeks to counter skepticism in Congress about the central bank's growing power over the U.S. financial system. Now, they tried the mind trick of saying, we're above the law, Mount Olympus in the clouds, you mere mortals are down there. Now Congress is becoming contemptuous of the godlike criminal bankers. Now their facade of infallibility and Zeus-ness is evaporating, and they're now dispatching hordes of minions everywhere. I think we got a chance to literally arrest these bastards. Max Kaiser, what say ye?
You know, the thing is, if you audit the Fed, you know, it's the same thing as abolishing the Fed, because there's nothing in the Fed. The Fed has swapped all of their treasury paper for all this worthless toxic assets that we've been talking about, that they are trying to, quote, mark to market and give a fictional value to. But if you actually do a Ron Paul-style audit and apply real value, you will find that the value is zero. So by auditing the Fed, it's the same thing as abolishing the Fed, because the Fed has nothing. Now, I'll tell you something that is very interesting, Alex Jones. The Fed, of course, and the Treasury are the purveyors of U.S. Treasury bonds. It is a well-known fact within the banking circles that for many years, the big banks on the street, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan, have sold treasury bonds, that they had no authority to do so, that they have in fact counterfeited those bonds or sold short, naked short selling of treasury bonds that do not actually exist. If you're going to audit the Fed, that means you're going to have to audit the New York Fed, where Geithner was before he joined the Treasury Department.
Yeah, that's the head of the snake for those that don't know.
And if you're going to do that, then you've got to also pursue this all the way to the fact, and, you know, I don't want to, you know, blow your head off or anything, but all the records for the SEC to account for all these naked short sales.
Building seven?
That's right.
I'm afraid they were blown up. Oh, oh.
That's where it all goes. That's where the SEC, all those records were in that depository. And, you know, as I've always said since 9/12, that the Twin Towers were merely a cover for the target, the true target that day were those SEC records that were held in Building 7. Now, something else that's interesting is...
Well, let me stop you. I've noticed the elites pathologically love to do things that help them on win-win-win-win-win, insurance fraud, be able to invade countries, police state. But you're absolutely right. So, but what I'm saying is people will find out it's only a front for the private Federal Reserve owner banks and families and all the scams. Exactly. If you're able to ever audit them... And even trying to audit them and them fighting and covering up and acting suspicious, Ron Paul said on the show he knows his life is in danger doing this. And then meanwhile, our whining, pathetic patriot movement whines and bitches that he isn't doing enough. I mean, it's just mental illness. But sorry, Max, go ahead.
Well, it's like the old Woody Allen joke. He says, Doc, my brother thinks he's a chicken. What do you think we should do about it? And he said, well... you know, take these drugs and he'll stop thinking he's a chicken. But he says, but Doc, we need the eggs. So the lies are critical to the illusionary thinking. Now, here's something else about the New York Fed. The New York Fed is also where Germany keeps all of its gold. And Germany, if you saw it, very interesting with Brian... Williams, I guess his name is, he was interviewing Obama in the White House, and during the meeting, Larry Summers got very excited and came in and said, what about the German thing? There's a Germany, the German problem. And people were asking, what's going on with Germany? Germany.
Yeah, Merkel is saying, we're tired of your crap. Go ahead.
Well, Germany is demanding that the U.S. sends them back their gold. They've got 3,000 tons of gold. They've got the second or third biggest gold bullion reserve in the world. It's held in New York, in the New York Fed. They want it shipped back, like France had their gold shipped back in the 70s. When Nixon closed the gold window, you know, as part of the Nixon attempt to pay off the Vietnam War by printing up a lot of phony money, France...
So it appears the Ponzi scheme is teetering on the end of a pin here.
That's what Germany is sensing, and they want their gold bullion back. And if that's so, then it's less of a reserve that you can count in your accounting model. So that's why I say, going forward, you're going to have more accounting fraud, more accounting tricks. If you look at this story from Bloomberg today, creators of financial products have been running ahead of the law for many years. Okay, and they're talking about that financial products are being relied on more and more to try to engineer America out of their problem. Now, you ask me, where is politics going forward? I'll tell you what I think is going to happen, and we saw it in the last election. You know, in the last election, the Obama victory owes a large part to the presence of what were called prediction markets or event-driven markets. There was an Irish exchange called Intrade where people were buying and selling whether or not Obama would become president. Now, once you own a contract where you think someone's going to be a presidential winner, you're going to tend to vote for that person. So this is a blending we're going to see of the casino industry with the political establishment. And as more and going forward, more and more people are going to be taking speculative bets vis-a-vis these online betting exchanges and prediction markets. And I know these pretty well because I invented as you pointed out at the top of the show, I invented the technology for virtual betting that went into the Hollywood Stock Exchange. And then Cantor Fitzgerald bought that company, and they moved it, in fact, to the top floor of the World Trade Towers just a few months before 9/11, which is how I know that there were brokers working in the towers buying puts on airlines based on the rumor of a plane exploding. So these guys are betting on their own demise because I know because I was talking directly to them because they just bought my company. But anyway, so these virtual bets and virtual trading platforms are going to be more of a factor in elections going forward. So the politicians, instead of trying to persuade you using commercials and TV and media, they're going to try to get you to buy stock in them, to make bets in them, so you have a vested interest in the outcome. And so it'll become much more like a casino gambling environment. And this is, and people, as they lose their job and as wages continue to erode, there's going to be more people who are going to try to make their living in gambling. And gambling is going to become a lot more sophisticated. You're going to see online gambling become legalized in America because it's going to be a source of huge revenue. And many people are going to become more professional gamblers to replace their manufacturing.
All right, let me stop you, Max. So where you're going with this, and I agree, they're admitting this is where they're going. All the fiat, gambling, made-up crap, toxic derivatives, certified paper, all of these scams that got us into this, they're saying the answer is diving completely into it and letting the false casino economy literally take over all of society to where it's just gambling world with nothing but prostitutes and corrupt police and fat cats gambling everywhere and bureaucrats ruling over the farms and ranches with those people literally as slaves producing food for them. And then soon they'll become delusional and make people eat scraps of derivative paper that symbolize eggs. I mean, we're just entering into a vortex of mass delusion.
Well, virtual property is already a huge business on sites like Second Life and other sites where people are buying and selling virtual trinkets, and it's a I think it's approaching $1 billion industry now of virtual economics on cyber space.
Yeah, the new Xbox. Yeah, the false phony economy is eating the real universe, and the new Xbox, you biometrically scan yourself in, and these kids are like, I'm an admiral that rules 75 galaxies in this planet, but the guy can't get a woman. Look, you freaks, it's not the real world. I'm sorry, go ahead, Kaiser.
It'll be forced work slave camps. It'll be forced gaming slave camps.
Exactly. Oh, you must produce more.
So the virtual economy. So I think that's correct. Instead of trying to pull back from all the fraud and accounting and all of the speculation, there's going to be a massive push to make it even more retail, more established, and to break it down into more of a micropayment situation.
To pump it into the new bubble.
The new bubble is going to be driven by micro. The micro payment schemes, you know, anybody with
the micro loans, getting everybody into loan sharking bubbles and then selling the loan shark derivatives.
Well, we're seeing it already in the commodity markets. You know, the commodity markets, they're packaging right now collateralized commodity obligations because the collateralized debt obligations, of course, that market is dried up.
And they're also betting. I mean, you know this, Max. They're saying the holy grail that will save us will be the carbon credits that shuts down real industry, but then you pay Al Gore your carbon indulgence, like you're buying it from St. Peter's Basilica to get your mother out of hell.
Well, I've written a lot about carbon credits, and the problem is that the governments are not strict in their allocation of credits, and so that market is becoming as corrupt as any other market. You know, markets, there's nothing wrong with markets per se if people follow the rules. But since the people who make money in markets buy politicians and then they change the rules, it becomes, as you have a story on your site today called neo-medievalism or neo-feudalism. And it basically shows that as profits that are made in capitalism are used to buy politicians, and these politicians are then basically abdicating their role as public servants and just changing the rules to make it easier to make more speculative profits. You go back to this medieval period of gated cities and walled cities where people are serving up the gambling trinkets through the Internet, and everyone else is kind of living in a no-man land, a virtual wasteland. And that you see that kind of happening right now, and you see it happening with these huge gaming establishments, and I think the big story in the next year, as the economy continues to shrink, is that the online gambling is going to be passed in America, and that's going to open the door to just a Pandora's box of an incredibly whole other, as you point out, as you say, that's going to be the next bubble.
I tell you, this is going to end. the governments are still investing even more in the stock market now that it's unstable, and they're literally write us tickets on the street and then take the money and invest it in stock markets. And well, so I guess it's just going to be the sheriff's going to be shaking the coins out of our pockets so he can go stick it in the slot machine of Wall Street.
Well, you mentioned that on my show, which, by the way, is on maxkaiser.com, my interview with Alex Jones. I don't know if you've seen it yet, but I think it came out pretty well. This is for a Mideast television station that I do a weekly show there called On the Edge with Max Kaiser. And we try to get into this material from my perspective, which is I've worked in and around finance for 25 years, so I know how to actually dissect the architecture and take apart the layers and layers of the scams to kind of look at how they work mechanically, because that's always very interesting.
All right, Max, stay there. Yeah, you've got a BBC show, a Press TV show. We've got it up on screen. Yes, I was honored to be on the show. And we talked about how 10% of Texans and growing have a warrants out for us. Yes, stay there. And we'll be right back and talk about that.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudge since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Folks, they are giving us a new national symbol. You may not have heard this. We're going to be showing it live at PrisonPlanet.tv. The White House made the announcement just a few minutes ago. There it is from WhiteHouse.gov. There is the new national symbol, no longer an eagle, but it is an all-powerful hand, interdimensional, greedy, control freak hand, shaking down a taxpayer with all of the money and change falling out of his pockets. That is the new international symbol. They're thinking about just having it being a SWAT team commander holding somebody by their leg, shaking the money out, because that's actually who'll be extracting it if you don't submit to the control freak parasite class. Okay, Max Kaiser, yes, all over the country, but and I was on your show, and I knew it was approaching 10%. You said, what about 10% of Texans having arrest warrants? So I Googled it and saw these news articles. I wasn't actually aware of that when I was on your show, and you asked me. I knew it was approaching that. In some counties, it was more like 15%, and they're now giving you tickets for 1 mile over the speed limit in many areas. They're just they admit they're going to do all their budget shortfalls on fining and feeing and I mean, this is just what's going to happen when people can't pay anymore so that the police can put the money in the casinos. I mean, what is this coming towards? I see a collision course. I see revolution, Kaiser.
Yeah, well, you know, the shakedown in Texas and around the country is just that. All of the rhetoric that was put out there to fight this so-called war on terror simply put into place the surveillance state and the surveillance technology to nickel and dime people to death. The intention was never to make people more secure. The intention has always been to shake people down because they know that these debts are going to have to be paid in some way. And just to get back to what we're saying about the fusion of the political establishment and the casino business, you know, I can envision now going forward when online gambling becomes legal in America as a necessity to create the new bubble to try to get the economy going again. You'll have a situation like, well, if you remember during Bush when he sent all Americans a check for $600 and as part of his one of the first stimulus packages. You know, going forward, they'll just send you 600 more chips, in more casino chips. And there won't be a pretense that they want you to go participate in the economy anymore, in the consumer economy anymore, because there won't be anything to buy anymore, because it's all going to be gone. But what they do want you to do is they want you to go and speculate on these online casinos, and they'll give you the chips to do it. And as you get to these elections, you're going to be voting for whoever promises not to give you low interest rates or low home loans or cheaper prices. You're going to vote for whoever's going to give you more casino chips because they're all going to be jacked into the online casino world, you know, begging for more chips. Now you're saying, is there a revolution coming? When is the here's a question for you, Alex. I want to ask you a question.
All right, we got 1 minute.
To you. It's a very simple question. You know, I listen to your show and people come on the show and they say, hey, the Second Amendment right gives people the right to bear arms. And if you go back historically and you do the research on that, you find out that the Founding Fathers put this in place as a way to give the population or the militias.
So do we have a physical confrontation? Is that what you're asking me?
Well, the ability to defend against tyranny, right?
And yes.
That was the risk that the Founding Fathers foresaw that, you know, absolute
so what's,
power.
Max, we're almost out of time. What's the question?
The question is, why? What are people waiting for? Because clearly the tyranny exists now.
There's no doubt the tyranny today is greater than King George III.
So what are people waiting for then?
Well, I mean, they're waiting because they're trying to exhaust every other avenue, but who knows what it's going to come to. They're certainly gearing up to wage war on us, so yeah. Max Kaiser, great job. We'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. live.
Thank you for listening to
GCN. Be sure to join us. God bless you all.
Visit GCNlive.com today.